Hello, this is Jill Pasternak. Welcome to Crossover, the program that explores the universal language, music. Yes, you heard it here. The Flight of the Bumblebee plus Jazz, performed by our guest today, Jonathan Miles Freeman, pianist. We have with us today a discovery of mine. I was invited to a concert some time ago. It was a musicale, and it was a lovely, lovely ensemble with a very marvelous pianist. And I just had to find out more about him, and he's my guest today. Jonathan Miles Freeman, welcome to Crossover.
Thank you so much.
It was a discovery, I have to say. There are many, many, many pianists, many, many really accomplished artists that are all over, and some are having more success than others. But what I was so impressed with you, Jonathan, was your ability to improvise, to play the piano beautifully, but also to play any style and at a moment's notice. And I wanted to talk to you a little bit about that, because this is the kind of thing you just turn him on and he plays beautifully and wonderfully. And I said, this is a special fellow. We have to speak with him on Crossover. So tell us a little bit about your background. You went to Juilliard.
Yes,
in
I
the
did.
Old days when it was
yes.
uptown.
Right. I actually studied twice at under Juilliard. And I worked with Ilona Kabosh in her apartment. You never went to the school. And she brought me into the school. I was accepted, and I had no way of accepting this acceptance. And I basically put it off and then went back to them, and I was accepted again under the auspices of the late, great Sasha Gorodnitsky.
Yes, marvelous, yeah.
He was quite a performer, the prize pupil, I believe, of the founder of the Institute of Musical Art.
Which was the original Juilliard, yes.
Right, which was Joseph Levine.
Right.
Rosina's husband.
Rosina's husband.
Really, the flame of the whole school.
Yes.
And Gorodnitsky, you know, you came to him, and did you work on this etude, that etude ever? These were the three etudes. He had certain specific Chopin etudes that you had to have under your belt.
Now, how old were you at this time?
When I went to Gorodnitsky, I was 25, I believe.
Now, you're originally from Philadelphia, is that right?
Yes.
And where you studied here as well before all of this happened, right?
Yes, I studied with a wonderful Welsh lady named Elizabeth Griffiths, and she taught how to write music down. When I was three, I was tinkling on toy pianos, and when I was four, I watched Roger Williams, who was my inspiration. Little did I know that he was good. His arrangements were better than as a performer, but he was very inspirational in his Autumn Leaves.
And very successful, I think, at the time. It's this beautiful music kind
right,
of time.
Right.
So, but you studied here in Philadelphia.
Did you
want to be a professional artist?
From the time I watched Williams at the piano, that was when I wanted to. So I was about four.
And we certainly have a recording of your Autumn Leaves yourself, I
right.
think.
Thank you.
a favorite, Autumn Leaves, music performed here by our guest today, Jonathan Miles Freeman, pianist. A song that originally was premiered in France in one of the films of Yves Montand, a very, very famous song that became even more famous when Roger Williams played it. When I went to this musicale, Jonathan was performing with a lovely singer.
Yes, Evangeline Maria Pappas.
And a very fine violinist.
Jack Mark Rappaport.
And it was a musicale, and I kind of went, and I thought, isn't this nice? But what I was very impressed with was your versatility and, of course, your technique, because it was after the musicale that Jonathan kind of opened up and did all kinds of playing that I just stood there and said, You have a tremendous talent for improvisation.
Yes.
And and of course, what you've put together with this ensemble is what you do in terms of giving these musical, lovely musical afternoons and so on. And
right.
We can talk about that a little bit more later. But
right.
So here we are with all of this. Tell us a little bit how your career evolved. You went to the Juilliard, right?
I went to, I went to Juilliard decidedly a place I wanted to go. It was my goal, like somebody wanting a certain job. I was not a person who enjoyed school, but I enjoyed the idea of going to Juilliard. I had been in competition. I actually had an agent for a little while. No work really materialized in New York. He was very impressed, but he had been a cellist in one of Stokowski's orchestras. I met Stokowski after three small interviews. I met with him at his Riverside
Drive
apartment and played for him. I was about 17, and he didn't have an orchestra by that time. And we waited too long. His friend, Joe Sharfson, a lawyer who was friends with him, and with Robert Cummings, Bob Cummings, the comedian and actor, finally introduced me. And but Stokowski was wonderful, and he had ideas interpretively, but he let me play, and his comment about my original music was very positive, and that it was very original. But I've always been interested in the melody. And from the time I was two, actually, or three, I was listening to Ravel and was listening to...
That's really quite advanced, though.
Right, and standards, old standards. To me, the song Chloe or the song Stardust or Begin the Begin, they were just...
But essentially, though, you really love music and composing and so on.
Exactly.
But you are a pianist.
Right.
I mean, this is what happened. You have to practice. You have to work very, very hard to achieve the level of playing that you have achieved and have maintained.
Right. Well, always in my life, I've been like a chameleon. I've been changing my musical stripes, fitting the situation. But for the last decade, approximately, I've been devoting a lot of time to chamber music of sorts, which you were mentioning. In tandem with Ms. Pappas, we've done a lot of the American popular songbook and jazz standards, and some not so standard. Still, my main interest has always been that of performing the classics and of composer and arranger.
We listen next to music of Frédéric Chopin, the Scherzo, Opus 20, number 1 in B minor, performed by our guest today, Jonathan Miles Freeman, pianist. music of Frédéric Chopin, the Scherzo Opus 20 number 1 in B minor, performed by our guest today, pianist Jonathan Miles Freeman.
I've performed at Carnegie Recital Hall in New York City. I've performed in concert at the Academy of Music on multiple occasions and the Ballroom. I've played with the Philadelphia Orchestra and the Robin Hood Dell Orchestra of Philadelphia, as well as other local community aggregations. But my life, for me to be alive, I'm on stage and in concert. But the only reason I got into the chamber music and the musicale type was that when I would play, as I had in many venues that included supper clubs, private and hotel dining rooms.
More casual.
You become a pop pianist, and I hated the term piano player. So I decided that rendering a classic popular tune on piano alone is being a pop pianist or a piano entertainer, whereas their presentation as originally conceived with voice and piano or voice and group
ensemble
is performing an art song. And so that was what was the main impetus to start working with singers.
You looked at it from a different vantage point,
yeah,
I think,
exactly.
Which is kind of interesting because when you speak to pianists and accomplished pianists, of course, they are, it's the recital, it's the performance with the orchestra, it's a kind of a singular road that they follow. But you opened up, and what I was so impressed with was after the performance, how you just kind of improvised piano, all kinds of styles on the piano. And that is a gift, I must say.
I
myself wanted to share you and your wonderful abilities and your background with the audience here on Crossover. Now, when Jonathan was here at the station, we took him into our studio, our performance studio, that is, and he sat down to a strange piano that he had never played before. And we just kind of said, play. And this is what happened. Strange piano, spur of the moment, improvisation, Jonathan Miles Freeman. We heard the opening of the Grieg Piano Concerto. That was the first movement. And then he took a turn to the pop side of things. We heard My Funny Valentine, The Very Thought of You, All the Things You Are, music with Jerome Kern. Really just all on the spur of the moment. And Joe, Patty, and I just sat there kind of transfixed, and we were busy listening, actually. So really quite lovely to have Jonathan come in and just play like that. What is going on now, particularly in terms of this ensemble that you have? Is this a regular series or what?
This is a thing that I'm trying to push. I'm trying to push for actually a small nonet or octet. Mm-hmm. And I've advertised on and probably unfortunate sites like BandMix and Craigslist, but we're trying to get people who will be willing to become part of a youthful, probably, community aggregation orchestra, something not more than 10 people. I would like to have harp in it.
Okay.
You know about that. I'm looking for violinists, violists, cellists, maybe only one of each, maybe two violinists, I don't know, and a flute.
An ensemble, probably.
And clarinet, something like that, a little ensemble. Exactly, a salon orchestra.
I was just going to say that. That was of a certain period, and yes. I think it was a charming period.
Right.
And the style was charming as
right.
well.
Wasn't
and
it?
We used
Wasn't
to
it?
Laugh about it, the tea room orchestras, but not at all. This that the salon orchestra is a unique and wonderful, wonderful idea, and it would certainly be unique to have something like that.
Well,
here you are.
People hearing me put
Any
out
of you
this
musicians
plea.
Who are out
yeah.
there,
yeah.
anyone who wants a series on salon.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, again, your abilities. When you started to play, did you play pop by ear? Was
yeah,
that
by
it?
Ear. Exactly. And I believe that today, or for the last, 50 years, they've been doing these Suzuki methods that
sure.
for violin that then trickle down into piano. And I don't know if that's the way to do it. I think, though, you should encourage the child to play. Show them a melody. It's monkey see, monkey do. And my mother was my first piano teacher.
Really?
She sat down, played Ivan Avicii's Waves of the Danube,
oh,
which became the,
sure.
the anniversary song.
Waltz, yeah,
the anniversary song. And I just copied it. And hand position was always good because she had a good hand position, perhaps. And I started writing my own pieces. My first piece, she gave me the title, I believe, The Cricket's Chant. And my second piece was called Lament for a Latvian Locust.
and which then, is different from another kind of locust.
Yeah.
Well, but the point here, I guess what I'm trying to say about all of this is what I was so impressed was that you are so thoroughly a musician.
Thank you.
And you love it and you have the abilities. Mm-hmm. I mean, you worked hard and you achieved a very high level of excellence in
Thank
performing.
You.
I mean, you could go out and do recitals and
right.
be, you know, concertizing, which
right.
is not a very lucrative situation these days. But, I mean, there's nothing to be said other than this will be the way pianists will perform and they will grow and they will have careers. But
right.
What I think you've done is perhaps expanded everything. And you're not exactly a conductor or
right.
a leader. As
right. I've done a little bit of conducting. I studied it. But I've not really been a conductor. But with this group that I was talking about, Miss Pappas thinks I should conduct it, so, which we could do. There would be
do
no
you call
problem.
It anything? It?
Yes, the Camerata, the Freeman Camerata or the Camerata. And that's been my
You're
goal.
Playing
for,
around with, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Musik of Franz Liszt is very popular. Liebestraum, number 3, performed by our guest today, Jonathan Miles Freeman. Tell us a little bit more about these musicales that you're giving. Do you have a series that you have planned for this season?
I'm hoping to start up a new series. I've actually been doing them concert by concert. It's slow when you don't have a real bunch of backers. You know, you need almost a corporation behind you, and it's unfortunate. So I go concert to concert, but
if somebody wanted to contact you to arrange, say, for a performance, how would they do that?
I can be reached at 215-884-1000. 1025, or they can see. I have an email. That's I mean, I have an email. If you if I could give
say that,
that
just, say,
215-884-1025 is the phone number, or jmilesfreeman@gmail.com.
Okay, so that is in case somebody wants to engage you to perform on some level. Is that only for the ensemble, or would you play?
I'm available for, solo concert as well as the ensemble, which is the virtuoso duo or the virtuoso trio. That's the title as it stands, but my goal is the camerata.
Okay, so here we are with you here and this wonderful ensemble that you're dreaming about and but certainly working with, and all of that repertoire that you have behind you. Tell us about that in terms of recording. Have you any commercial recordings that you released when you were just playing classical?
Well, some recordings I've released on my own label, and they're not out now, but they have been out under the Lost Gold label, and iTunes remains with some of them. Unfortunately, Lost Gold has
Gotten lost.
Yeah, it's gotten lost, and it changed hands. But I've had a like 10, actually 12 CDs out, and they have been on the shelves of the now forgotten Sam Goody and Tower Records. Some exist on one of the I'm trying to think, is it it's not Walmart, it's one of the
large
you know
stores,
and but the real goal is to the future with what I'm doing. And I also, in some of the concerts, write my own words to songs as well as some of my own music.
I was going to ask you, have you ever composed anything?
Yes. I won second prize in the Philadelphia Orchestra Original Composition Contest. What a title. Could you find any more words for a title? And this was years ago. I wrote, for years, I'd been writing since I was... before I actually took lessons, and my first was Man in the Moon Rhapsody and The Cricket's Chant and the others, Latvian Locust. But Fantastic Garden was played over WFLN many years ago when I was 14, and I had won the second prize. And I do have a recording with me.
I was just going to ask you. So actually, I think what I again was so impressed with you is of course you have the ability. You could have just become a concertize, you know, you could concertize and that was it. But you have so much more. You do compose and you do improvise and you do pop, you do classical, and you do the ensemble work. And I think it's wonderful to meet a musician who is so versatile and so full of energy and also with full of love for everything that's musical.
Joie de vivre.
Joie de musique, I
the
guess
musique,
it is.
Yes.
I think it's, that's what I was so taken with you. And then, of course, when I heard you play, I said, this guy really has it. So I welcome you and thank you for speaking with us today here on Crossover. And if anybody wants to contact you once again.
Yes. Call Jonathan at 215-884-1025 or the email J Miles Freeman. That's J M I L E S F R E E M A N at gmail.com.
Here now, a favorite of so many, many people, George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue, performed here by our guest today, Jonathan Miles Freeman. Thank you. We've just heard George Gershwin's original Rhapsody in Blue, performed by our guest today, Jonathan Miles Freeman, pianist. I'm Jill Pasternak. Until next time.
For a second listen to selected crossover interviews, visit WRTI.org. Crossover was produced by Jill Pasternak in the studios of WRTI Philadelphia for the WRTI Radio Network. This is Joe Hattie, Crossover's technical producer. Crossover is syndicated nationally by Global Media Group Incorporated. Thanks for listening.